Chapter 18. Sam Hugh Park died on January 17, 1983. He was 40 years old. News of his death reached Rusty and Linda Myers via a telephone call from Richard McCracken. "He's gone," he said. Linda Myers drew a deep breath and motioned for Rusty to come to the phone. "It's Sam Hugh," she whispered. "He died just a few minutes ago." Rusty shook his head. He was in no condition to talk. He'd known the phone call was coming, but he didn't want to acknowledge his friend's death. Not right now, anyway. Instead, he walked out to his front yard, a show place in the spring and summer, but on this January day, with week-old snow lying on the frozen earth, it closely resembled the way his heart felt. News of Sam Hugh's death spread quickly. Fellow classmates, some who had not yet reached the age of 40, the age at which life should be at its zenith of good health and good jobs, began to question their own mortality. "Wow," more than a few said, "you really can kill yourself by drinking too much." Others thought he'd gotten just what he deserved for killing his own mother. And the young men, the ones who had leached off Sam Hugh Park, began to wonder where their next case of beer would come from. But those who loved Sam Hugh Park grieved his passing and paid tribute to him at the Ocker Funeral Home on the following Wednesday afternoon. His body was buried next to his mother's at Gracelawn Cemetery. When the Press Argus came out that week, the editorial by Garrick Feldman was devoted to Sam Hugh Park. It made police officers and more than a few stalwart citizens squirm, because it chastised those who had viciously branded him a murderer but were unable to prove it. "The police never did make an arrest in the case," Feldman wrote. "At first they sounded confident about getting the killer, but as the days and weeks and months wore on, no charges were filed against anybody. They had a suspect, they even informed him of his rights, but they didn't feel confident enough they had the evidence to convict the man." Feldman continued with the good and the bad aspects of Sam Hugh's life. Sam Hugh liked to drink, and if he hadn't had too many, he was a good conversationalist. He was sharp and witty, and had a knack for understanding human conditions. Nobody could fool him. He hated people with pretensions, and when he'd talk about them, you just had to laugh and say to yourself, "Sam Hugh's plenty smart, all right." Sam Hugh was the kind of lawyer often found in Southern literature. Every small town has the brilliant legal minds who don't want to live up to the expectations the world has set for them. People are shocked by their rejection of small-town values, but what's remarkable about these nonconformists is that they insist on staying in their hometowns. "This is what I am," they seem to be saying. "And what are you going to do about it?" Feldman closed his editorial with these words: "Sam Hugh Park, attorney, antique collector, son of the family that published the Press Argus for almost half a century, did not have an easy time in this world, and perhaps he will now find the peace that eluded him here."